Hello and welcome to a new Pixel Recess. On today's show, I'm checking in again with my 4-year-old son, Luke. Because he's 4 and he has brilliant insights into the creative mind, maybe. Probably not. He does have insights on colors, on Mario Brothers, and his best friend, Felix, who probably created the world. With the holidays in full swing since last week, Thanksgiving, for our non-American friends, that's when we celebrate shame and gluttony. This week is then officially Regret Week, especially since Black Friday was right after Thanksgiving and we all shopped for things that we didn't need, and several people got punched for no reason at Walmart. Anyway, with that in mind, there will be some oddities in the show's scheduling and delivery. Won't be as prompt, won't be as timely. I do have 3 kids and many concerts and parties to go to. I use air quotes, you didn't see that. I say parties because a lot of them I don't want to go to, involving 4-year-olds and crying and music that sounds like it's coming from dying elks. Anyway, today's show is brought to you officially by Regret Week, where we all try to make better decisions than the previous week, where we basically drank bags of gravy. And also brought to you by elementary school concerts, where everyone smiles through the pain. Now please enjoy my interview with my 4-year-old again.
Mario.
Yeah, that's not very interesting. What do you like about Mario, Luke?
Luigi and Mario. Mushroom.
Mushroom?
Yeah.
What are you talking about mushrooms for?
One up. Can I have it? Can I hold it, Dad?
Yeah. What are you going to say?
Duck.
Duck? What's your favorite color, Luke?
Green. Blue.
That's 2 colors. Do you like green or blue better?
I like both colors.
Do you know what
I like silver and white, and I like red and yellow.
That's all the colors, almost.
Do
you like orange?
No, that's all the colors I like.
Do you like purple?
That's my worstest color.
Purple's the worst color?
Yeah.
Do you know what color shirt you're wearing?
Oh, yeah.
What are you doing? You left. Oh, are you looking at your shirt in the light, Luke? All right, come back over here. Let's talk about what just happened, Luke.
I just didn't like purple.
You don't like purple? Why would you say that? That's mean. So you hate purple? Is that what you're saying?
I like planes and jets.
Hey, Luke, do you have a favorite designer?
Yeah.
Who?
Felix.
Is Felix in your class?
Yeah.
And he's a designer?
Yeah.
What does he make?
I don't know if he's a designer.
Are you seeing that it makes the lines go over there? Yeah, you're making a peek. That's because you're holding it right in your face.
Wait, watch.
You're holding it right in your face. What does Felix make? Did he redo your school's logo?
I don't know!
You don't need to scream. I know you're very passionate about it, but you don't need to scream.
Well, I think you have to leave.
You're just talking nonsense now.
Nobody knows.
Nobody knows what?
Something like poop.
Okay, that doesn't make sense.
Poop on purple, that's what I'm saying.
So Felix didn't do the new school logo?
I don't know.
Do you have... Ooh. I know last time we talked about you having a favorite typeface, but you didn't know what they were. Do you know what they are now?
Yeah.
Do you know what a typeface is?
The butt. It's nothing.
Okay. Do you have a favorite app?
Butt. No.
It's not an app.
Blanket.
Blanket is not a game.
I know.
Would you like Blanket to be an app? Is that an app you're going to create?
I guess it's an app. This, I think.
So you don't have a favorite app that you use? Do you use anything? Do you play the 3DS all the time, though?
Yeah.
he's going away. He's getting a button, a big red button. A bomb. He calls it a bomb.
Bomb.
And it flashes red.
Flashes red?
What about brown? Do you like the color brown?
Fireplane.
Oh, a new light. Okay. Luke, you told me earlier today that you had a new fist. Is that true?
Say this.
It says noise potty.
Noise potty.
What does that mean, Luke? No. Shh. All right, Luke, what's your favorite book?
The Cat from the Library book.
The Cat from the Library book? Okay. What's your favorite food? You just burped and it smells like a hot dog. That was gross. How did that hot dog taste the second time? You just burped.
Good.
Okay.
There's gonna be a very interesting one.
I don't know what that was. What's your favorite food?
Again.
Chicken. What's your favorite movie?
I don't know if I do.
Where are you going now? Are we done? Is this interview over?
There's a car, and it's super cool.
Yeah, it's a cool car.
It's purple.
Uh-huh. Uh-oh. It's purple? We've already established what you think about purple.
Yellow I like.
You like yellow?
I'm done talking.
I think we're done. Well, there you have it. That's my interview with Luke. Precious Luke, who is starting to love the microphone more than me. It's a dangerous thing. As always, you can find the show on the web at recess.unitedpixelworkers.com. Be sure to check out United Pixel Workers for all their awesome t-shirts and some new offerings. And time for Christmas coming up. I almost said Halloween. Time for Halloween next year. If you missed your chance to get the official Pixel Recess t-shirt, I apologize. It's too late. Pre-orders are done. Maybe it'll come up again. But keep your eyes peeled. I'll try to let you know ahead of time. Again, holidays, schedules, panic, mayhem. Tears, gravy. You can also find the show on Twitter. Just look for @PixelRecess and follow us, and I'll try to get better at making witty observations, maybe. Or you can follow me @Wiseacre on Twitter, where I also try to not be boring. Also, go to iTunes, search for Pixel Recess, rate and review. It's not a request, it's a command. If you're listening to this show, you have to do it. It's a requirement, or I will take the show away from you. Do not make me pull this show over and tell you to rate it on iTunes, because I will. Sorry for the dad voice. Had to happen. Anyway, thank you for listening. I hope you all have a wonderful regret week. Next week, I will have Dan Sederholm ready for your consumption. And a few more interviews I'm trying to scraggle together before Christmas. Difficult scheduling all that, but I'm doing my best. No excuses. No surprises. Well, except for this, because you probably are expecting to hear Dan Sederholm, but that didn't happen. So that's a surprise, and I apologize. Anyway, until then, have a wonderful week.
Daddy's podcast is dumb.